And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 23rd of June, 2013. It was on this day in 1868 that the typewriter was patented by Christopher Sholes in Milwaukee. He sold the patent to the Remington Arms Company, a famous gun maker, for $12,000. There had been typewriters before, but they weren't very practical. It actually took longer to type a letter than to write it by hand. And the first commercial typewriter, based on Sholes' design, went on the market in 1874. It's the birthday of the Russian poet Anna Akhmatova, born in a suburb of Odessa in 1889. She was a beautiful, fashionable 22-year-old woman when she published her first collection of poetry, a book filled with love poems inspired by her affair with the then-unknown Italian painter Modigliani. No Russian woman had ever written so frankly about love, and Akhmatova became a celebrity overnight. But within a few years, life in Russia became much more complicated, and Akhmatova had a lot more to write about than love affairs. After the Bolshevik Revolution, most writers and intellectuals tried to flee the country, but Akhmatova and her husband decided to stay. Her husband then was shot in 1921 for participating in an anti-Bolshevik plot, and the following year, the government informed her that she would no longer be able to publish her poetry. She began working then on translations and more or less stopped writing her own poems, but when her son was arrested, she went to the prison in Leningrad every day for 17 months to try to get news about her son's well-being. There were crowds of women there doing the same thing. And one day, a woman recognized Akhmatova as the formerly famous poet. Akhmatova later described the incident, writing, "A woman with bluish lips standing beside me woke up from the stupor to which everyone had succumbed and whispered in my ear, 'Can you describe this?'" That woman's question helped inspire Akhmatova to begin writing her 10-poem cycle, Requiem, which many Russians still consider the greatest piece of literature written about Stalinist Russia. And here's a poem by Robert Wrigley, "Do You Love Me?" She's 12, and she's asking the dog, who does, but who speaks in tongues, whose feints and gyrations are themselves parts of speech. They're on the back porch, and I don't really mean to be taking this in, but once I've heard, I can't stop listening. Again and again, she asks, and the good dog sits and wiggles, leaps and licks. Imagine never asking. Imagine why. So sure you wouldn't dare or couldn't care less. I wonder if the dog's guileless brown eyes can lie, if the perfect canine lack of abstractions might not be a bit like the picture books she read as a child before her parents' lips shaped the daily miracle of speech and kisses, and the words were not lead and weighed only air and did not mean so meanly. Do you love me, she says, and says, until the dog, sensing perhaps in its own awful speechlessness, tries to bolt, but she holds it by the collar and will not let go until, having come closer, I hear the rest of it, I hear it all. She's got the dog's furry jowls in her hands. She's speaking precisely into its laid-back, quivering ears. Say it, she hisses. Say it to me. A poem by Robert Wrigley, Do You Love Me?, from Earthly Meditations, published by Penguin, and used here by permission on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 Years of Poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. And this is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.